I love the Northumbrian hills, their majesty and splendour, and also the history that has been captured by the landscape, some of which is still very evident today. For instance, this place, which is called Spylaw, the building just behind me, sits on the south side of the Simonside Hills, right on the St Oswald's Way. From here, I'm looking towards Fontburn Reservoir and beyond that down to Hadrian's Wall. This cottage used to be home to a shepherd and his family and is now run by Blythe Valley Scouts and offers simple accommodation for overnight stays. I've stayed here a few times myself. In the grand scheme of things, this building really isn't that old. There's evidence in these hills that folk have lived up here for millennia. The Iron Age fort is at least 2,000 years old, and there is also evidence of Bronze Age activity just over the ridge from here, which could date back some 9,000 years. So there were probably people living up here when St Oswald was king, and he could easily have visited the homes of folk in this area. But why should I suggest that? Kings don't normally do house calls. Here we are, well off the beaten track, in the middle of nowhere. It does seem odd to think that Oswald would be spending his time with peasant farmers. Yet that is part of what marked him out as a different sort of king to others who had ruled this land before him. Bede tells us this of Oswald. Oswald gained from the one God who made heaven and earth greater earthly realms than any of his ancestors had possessed. In fact, he held under his sway all the peoples of the kingdoms of Britain, divided among the speakers of four different languages. Though he wielded supreme power over the whole land, he was always wonderfully humble, kind and generous to the poor and to strangers. One of the ways that Oswald expressed this humility was his willingness to travel with Aidan on his missions when he shared the gospel, got to know the people and also learn their language. Oswald acted as a translator whilst Aidan learned the dialect of the Northumbrian Angles. Oswald's humility was well noted and won him a great deal of respect from his people. I wonder, does he remind you of another king? Our scripture reading today is from John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 3 to 5 and 12 to 15. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I've set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." Let us pray. Lord God, as we prepare ourselves to be a part of the Life Path team, then help us to lay aside all those things which may encumber us, so that we can learn from our Master Jesus, who was humble in heart and action. May we take inspiration from the life of Oswald, who followed in Jesus' footsteps and had a great heart that was willing to serve, so that others could hear the wonderful and life-giving stories of your Son and our Saviour Jesus. Amen.